to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Hart.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Conducted by the lighting of the moon.
Hi, this is Rick Michael. I'd like to take the time right now and thank you for listening to my album. These next songs I'm about to sing, I feel, best represent Las Vegas. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Come once, maybe twice, then you're hooked for the rest of your life. Oh, Las Vegas, it's a happening place. It's just like paradise, and it sure is mighty nice. Let Las Vegas put a smile on your face. The Vegas I see is big, bright Christmas tree. More lights than I ever dreamed there could be. Like Jupiter and Mars, they twinkle for the stars. The biggest of them all are here to see. Action day and night, for adults and kids alike. Las Vegas is a dynamite place to be. In the air, marquees are everywhere, inviting you to win your money there. Well, you may prefer the dice, but if poker is your vice, a flush or two and you're a millionaire. The sight, this Milky Way of light on the strip, just as far as you can see. Well, now the glitter here in Sparkle Town is truly well renowned. Las Vegas is a dynamite place to be. Las Vegas is a dynamite place to be. I said Las Vegas is a dynamite place to be. I think I'm gonna pack my bags and stick around a while.
Yeah. corpses are destined to rot and fertilize the earth.
You are listening to Bootlegger with Dr. Rock.
Well, hello, hello, my friends. It's Doc Anomia. Welcome to this edition of Wound Liquor, your very own program of the healing arts. And I'm a little dizzy right now. I just not enough sleep. Holova, Kratuich, Kratuich. Listen. I am old enough to remember different musical media. I remember records, vinyl, as you'd like to call it. I remember reel-to-reel tapes, which was around the same time earlier. And then later, I mean, if you're a hi-fi kind of person, I knew one person who had a reel-to-reel. He had a reel-to-reel too, but it wasn't for music so much. It was just to fool around with, I guess. My dad got it. And I remember 8 tracks. Click, 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 click. Yeah. You may know what I'm clacking my tongue, winking my clacking tongue at you. To know what that means, that because that's what 8-tracks would do when they would change sides. Or I don't know, sides. I mean, you know, I guess slew of songs or something. Been so long, I don't remember. And cassettes, and then ultimately CDs. And now the pendulum swings backwards, and you're back into all these things. There are devotees of all this media. Here's the thing with CDs. When they first came on the scene, I remember this like in the late 80s for me. I think it was earlier, but you had to be like you're really wealthy or something to be on that bandwagon. And there was a wonderful record store in Pittsburgh. It was a seminal, famous record store called Jim's Records. Jim's Records was Jim's Records. And then, slowly, in the 80s, mid-80s, 86, I don't know, started getting CDs in. Very, very scant number. And they were all imports. You know, they were all UK imports, I believe. And they were like 20 bucks a pop, which was a lot of money. Still is. So I figured, you know, there wasn't much to choose here. I mean, I recognized some of the... there was nothing fanciful. They were all CD formats of, you know, released records of vinyl, so there wasn't anything really that stunning, except of course what recommended it was the CD sound all the kids were talking about, right? But still, 20 bucks is 20 bucks. And the thing is, I mean, I figured this is just a fad. I'm not going to jump on this, too expensive, too rich boy stuff. And then in the late 80s, all of a sudden, more and more were happening, were being featured. And then I would make regular stops at Jim's Records to buy records. And then sometime in the late 80s, like 3/4 of the store was taken over with CD racks. Oh my gosh, and blister packs. CD racks holding blister packs. And I was incredulous because all of a sudden, lots of albums that were beloved and lots of albums that were absolutely new to me were on display. I had developed a Jones for
jump blues and for slop and roll and for rockabilly. And sure enough, all of these titles were featured. All right. And the prices had gone down. It wasn't a case of them sourced from the UK entirely. Some were imports, yes, but all of a sudden I started seeing these domestic issues, and Jim's was always very, very, very affordable. It's like, what, $11, $10 a pop? I think in later times it became $13, which, considering what records cost now, was nothing. Records at that time at Jim's were like $6. And they may have gotten up in price like another buck or something, I think, before it all changed. I mean, imports, of course, were different. You know, maybe $10 and bootlegs and things like that in the same vein. Anyway, I digress. So it's been like 30-plus years, and I had accumulated tons of CDs, right? And sold tons of CDs and bought back stuff that I had sold in some cases, like I did with vinyl in my weird and wild purges where I figured this urgency of making more space, or, you know, needing to supplement my income with plasma selling and used CD selling. So this show, I'm calling CDs. Hello, goodbye, hello. It's like wearing another's underwear. Because I would buy these used CDs. They're so affordable. Really, because I guess it's, you know, it's a fad now. You know, it's not really anything that's on the radar. It's all, you know, MP3s and FLAC and, you know, all that stuff. And I still like physical media. CDs were a disappointment in terms of just the, you know, the size of them, the artistry, the cover designs, the, you know, my eyes have gotten so elderly and sclerotic, you know, it's hard to read the small stuff. I don't sweat that small stuff, all right? I just recognize the titles and the blurry, reduced from album size. But here's my point. Cool CDs are still around. And it's not commercial stuff that you would love necessarily, but it's weird stuff. It's weird stuff. And so this show features some of the more, well, I can't say, because there's not that many years of oddball CDs, really. But there are things that are not big sellers, things that are, you know, in the racks that you thought, that you think, where the hell did this come from? And I'm talking racks, I'm talking about thrift stores. Obviously some really cool things there too, but things that are really nebulous. Things are just iffy and you're taking a chance on. Just like you did, if you remember, exploring records back then and being tantalized by covers. Anyway, enough yakking. Let's continue.
sad. Well, come back here to see them again. And just maybe next time we'll teach them a fun game. I bet that they will learn it so fast. We give them hugs and smiles and wave goodbye. It's fun to see the different parts. They're shaped a little different than us, but hey, we love them just the same as us. Well, we navigate and we create big remorse that help us out. When we land, we make new friends and they're impressed. We don't remorse. We like fun, make some fun. Fun is good, remorse is good. We live on Earth, but not in space. We like to live on the ship.
Love ballads and a side of word salads. The Darn One Love Hour provides all the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving during the Darn One Love Hour Mondays starting at 2 p.m. exclusively on WRCT 88.3. Pittsburgh. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight. A minute pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
I love my friends, and they love me. We're just as close as we can be. And just because we really care, whatever we get, we share. I got it from Agnes, she got it from Jim. We all agree it must have been Louise who gave it to him. Now she got it from Harry, who got it from Marie. And everybody knows that Marie got it from me. Giles got it from Daphne, she got it from Joan, who picked it up in County Cork, a kiss in the Blarney Stone. Pierre gave it to Sheila, who must have brought it there. He got it from Francois and Jacques. Aha! Lucky Pierre. Max got it from Edith, who gets it every spring. She got it from her daddy, who just gives her everything. She then gave it to Daniel, whose spaniel has it now. Our dentist even got it, and we're still wondering how. Ah, but I got it from Agnes, or maybe it was Sue, or Millie, or Billy, or Jilly, or Willie, it doesn't matter who. It might have been at the pub, or at the club, or in the loo. And if you will be my friend, then I might, mind you, I said might, give it to you.
WRCT is supported by Spec Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spec Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spec Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spec Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spakhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional changes and other partnership opportunities.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Anna Wise, and I would like to tell you about the frequencies, a very important aspect of sound body, sound mind. In our companion album, we call the frequencies embedded in the musical track a symphony of brainwaves. Over the last 20 years, I've spent thousands of hours looking at the brainwave patterns of people from all around the world. I've developed a deep understanding of the relationship between your brainwaves and your mental and physical states. And I would like to share with you some of my thinking about this vast and exciting frontier. As we approach the third millennium, we bring with us a multitude of resources to further our health and well-being. Medical technology has improved beyond recognition, giving us the external tools of surgery and medicine. But paradoxically, the newest frontier is one that has always been available within ourselves. The healing space inside. Inside, where your body can call upon its natural impulse to return to stasis and equilibrium. People from all cultures and spiritual traditions have long used prayer and meditation to access deep inner healing states. Now, a marriage of meditation and technology, inner and outer, has provided us with new ways to understand and enter deeper and higher states of consciousness. Using an electroencephalograph or EEG called the Mind Mirror, I have studied these states of consciousness for the past 2 decades, observing the brainwave patterns that underlie them. The state of consciousness you are in at any given time is reflected by your brainwave pattern. Your broad range of mental states, from anxiety and stress to deep relaxation and peace to attentive, creative, high performance, are all mirrored by the electrical impulses of your brain. Sound Body, Sound Mind uses an innovative new technology to create beat frequencies, background sounds resonating at the same speed as your brainwaves that are interwoven within the music. As you listen and allow yourself to relax, the intricate combination of sounds gently encourages your mind to follow it into states of deep psychophysiological relaxation that provide the best environment for your body and your mind to heal themselves. The speed of your brainwaves is called the frequency and is measured in cycles per second, or hertz. It is the frequency that determines the specific category of brainwave you are producing. And the 4 categories are beta, alpha, theta, and delta. It is the combination of these categories that determines or underlies your mental state at any given time. Knowing what part each category of brainwave plays within the spectrum of your mental states will help you understand the transformation you may experience in your state of consciousness as you listen to Sound Body, Sound Mind. Beta brainwaves are the fastest frequencies, ranging from 38 hertz down to 15 hertz. This is the state of consciousness in which you spend most of your waking day. Beta underlies your conscious thought processes, your thinking mind, encompassing high anxiety and panic, the list-making, critiquing, and continual commentating of the overactive mind, as well as creative, clear, alert, attentive thinking. In the music on the companion album, beta frequencies sound like this. Alpha brainwaves are the mid-range frequencies encompassing 14 hertz to 9 hertz. This is your daydreaming mind, your relaxed, detached awareness, and your most vivid, lucid imagery. Alpha also provides the link or bridge between the conscious mind of beta and the subconscious and unconscious minds of theta and delta, allowing you to be aware of what is happening in your deepest dream and meditation states. This is an example of the sound of alpha frequencies. Theta brainwaves are the subconscious mind, ranging from 8 to 4 hertz. They are present in dreaming sleep and the REM state, as well as providing the profundity of deep meditation states. Theta is the creative storehouse and where you often may find your spiritual connection. Theta provides the peak in the peak experience. And when we want to heal our bodies and our minds, Theta is the place where that healing most readily enters our being and makes a deep, penetrating impact. Here is the sound of Theta frequencies. Delta brainwaves are the unconscious mind, the lowest and slowest of brainwaves, ranging from 4 to 0.5 hertz. Delta is still present when all the other frequencies turn off and you go to sleep, giving you the deep, restorative stages of rest.
WRCT Pittsburgh.